Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Joe Gilmer, who's the Executive Director of Development at the Archdiocese of Washington. Joe, can you believe it? For 17 years at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Joe, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. It's my pleasure to spend a few minutes here with you. So I am with the Archdiocese of Washington, the Catholic Archdiocese in D.C., that is. And our work here is we work on about 70 to 80 different ministries within our development operations. So that's the fundraising activities within a nonprofit. And as Paul was mentioning, you know, each organization is going to have something that's really special that if other groups knew about it, could really make a difference in the workplace environment in terms of the productivity, the camaraderie, and that they're genuine. They're not things that are forced. And so I wanted to spend just a couple minutes today, Paul, to tell you about two or three of them that we do here. One of them is going to be a little corny, but you'll have to stick with me on it because I think you'll appreciate it. The first thing we do is, because we work with so many ministries, we'll actually go out once a month to go on site to places where we're either providing grants or they're ministries of the church. And it's not just for that opportunity to come out. It is for us to really have a fundamental understanding so we can better describe it. And it's not just words on a page. Something else that we do, and this is on more of the personal end, and these next two are actually on the personal end. So we do a lot of professional development. But there are two things that I think are really important. We have long staff meetings. I'm sure many of us have many staff needs. One of the things I did during the pandemic was we swapped out one of our weekly meetings a month and made it a contemplative Wednesday. Mm. And so Wednesdays are our meetings. With that contemplative Wednesday, it's a morning where you can take it and spend it on personal development, wellness on a personal level, professional development if you're working on a certification, or prayer, or just meditation. It is your time. And for some folks, maybe it's even sleeping a couple extra hours, but it's your time. So what I did was I took away one of the draining meetings and swapped it with an empowering fuel of the person as an individual. And it's something that has worked very, very well for us. And here comes the corny one, Paul, but I hope you'll appreciate this. So I have these things called yellow brick road one-on-one meetings. Ooh. What is that? So what we do, particularly with folks who are new coming into the field, I'll ask them to go up and take a look at job descriptions all throughout LinkedIn. And not to necessarily go get another job. That would be a shame, but to go and look at job descriptions of either things that you would be interested in or the direction you want to go in, or even individual bullet points to say, oh, I'd like to learn about that or do that, and put it all together in a Word document for me. It doesn't have to be all these job descriptions, just the bullet points. And it allows me to see where you have this intrinsic interest that I didn't know about before, because we work in almost every aspect of development here at the Archdiocese. And so I can direct somebody into the pathway on that growth, that professional growth. And so in addition to all the other things that, you know, you would typically see, association memberships and things of that nature, that's something that, as corny as it sounds, it is that pathway for the professional career that you want. And what I found is that it helps with retention. And even in the cases where it doesn't, this is a small space. Mm-hmm. And we live this life just once, mm-hmm. you know? And so doing this the right way, you never know what good can come of it, even if it's not within this shop today, but maybe tomorrow, that is making somebody just a little better. And so it's that holistic engagement that I really believe makes a difference, and to actually live that, not just to talk about it as a talking point. So that holistic engagement, Paul, that's what matters. And that's what I wanted to share with you today.
I love that whole notion there, Joe, of like retreating to be able to move forward. I really, really love that.
Yeah.
Thanks ever so much for spending some time together with us today, Joe. Just that real practical insight into helping an organization really be optimized. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website page, the events link for the events that we have on an ongoing basis, most of which are free to subscribers. Joe, can I offer you a virtual high five all the way from
2,500 miles away?
Joe, it's so great to see you again.
Indeed. It's great seeing you, Paul, and thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Joe.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.